Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness. Once again, a show about your sex and your happiness. Actually, that's the only thing important to me, besides my sex and my happiness, which I'm very happy and very sexy. So I'm hoping, always hoping, that as you listen to this show, you get sexier and happier. You know that. My guest does a very special piece, and I recently met her, and I ran right up to her at a meeting and said, I have to introduce you on my radio show, have to have you as my guest. And she's written a book that actually covers some of our topic. So without further ado, let me just tell you about her. Sherry Anshara is the founder of Quantum Pathic Center of Consciousness and the Quantum Pathic Energy Method. A brilliant and joyful person, Sherry is like the out-of-box Betsy Johnson and Albert Einstein, infused with amusing Coco Pelli spirit. She spent years excelling in both male and female-dominated fields, cultivating her own style and success. And after four near-death experiences, Sherry awakened to her calling, applying the science of quantum physics to life in a way that assists people to connect and own their own truth, realize their personal power, and become free of the external duality, authority, and the BS belief systems that run their lives. She recognizes the emotional and physical problems at the origination point at the cellular level. With this information, her clients and students recover and heal. Now, that is a big mouthful, and that is a big claim. Sherry, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you so much, Lori. It does sound like a lot, but you know, when you get down to the core of things, it gives us our power back, and it gives us deeper than a knowing and understanding, but a comprehension of how we do things and why we do things. So I always say you can't change the what until you get to the why.
Great.
And that's that new fork in the road.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm all for it. Anything that will get people free. I don't even like to look at it like they need to be healed. I just want them to get free. And once they get free, on however, whatever level that is, or however it looks, or however the method, to me, that's worth it. So I'm excited. I was very excited to meet you last week. So I want to just also say that you wrote a bestseller book, and the book is called The Intelligence Code. And we'll talk about that. We're going to be talking about that. So I just wanted to put that in to the beginning. Now, tell me, were you a physicist?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But you know, the interesting part, Lori, is I have a lot of friends that are scientists or physicists. And I was always looking. See, I love your word, freedom. I love that word because we get trapped into things, excuse me, we don't even know that we're trapped in. And so I so agree and appreciate what you said. It's really not about healing. It is about getting free. And so the issue for me was I was always looking for the facts. And if you don't get to the facts and not the emotional BS, then how can you really have the answer?
That's true. The facts are really important. And, but here's something. I mean, I'm just posing this because I got a lot to ask you, but I'm posing this to you because in my work, sometimes we do emotional clearing techniques and people just, they release this whole thing before my very eyes. Like they go through crying and screaming and pain and suffering and then anger, and or sometimes anger comes first and then the, but sometimes they have no clue like what it's about, but they just released and dumped this big, I like to call it emotional oatmeal that sticks in their gut, and they it's like they get rid of it. And I say to them, it doesn't matter right now if you don't know the incident that occurred or that caused you this grief, you may find it out in 2 weeks. You could be at a stoplight and all of a sudden this, you get this flash. Or you may never know and it doesn't matter. Like, you released a whole bunch of things. So I don't know about the facts, because then in that case, like, they don't know the facts. They just got rid of it.
Yes, that's true. They do get rid of it. Mm-hmm. But many of the clients or people that I work with, they are looking for some kind of answer.
Yeah.
And so that is, you know, in the steps that I take them through in this guidance, they're actually, but I teach them, this is the best step. I love it myself. I use it my own self, is NEO, non-emotional observer. So as they begin to observe it, then they see everybody's part in it, especially, you know, this is a show about sex. So many of my clients that have been sexually abused, mm-hmm. when it was happening as a child, they would go what I call out of body, or they would displace themselves.
Yeah.
And so sometimes in that experience, as they get older or they have relationships, they're just not connected and they can't figure out why.
You know, this is so, this so speaks to my heart. We're kind of jumping ahead, but I love this, cause I want to like roll back and say, so just for a second, what were you doing before? Just so we could, so people could get a sense of like how you grew into this.
Excuse me. So, oh, excuse me. I've been talking so much today.
Okay.
Well, how I got to this point was in a third near-death experience where I had a smashed head, a broken neck, a broken back, whatever. And so I was told this is the way it was. And before that, I had been an entrepreneur. I had been successful in the corporate world and was very male dominated. Matter of fact, you'll appreciate this. Someone said you broke glass ceilings. I said it was really too short. I just broke in the glass door. Isn't that funny?
I love
and
that.
In one company that I rose to the ranks of VP of marketing of a national company, I didn't even have a college degree. But they has that, but I had excelled in sales in a comp, you know, in an industry I didn't even know about. And it, when I was hired, and it was totally, excuse me, I don't know what I'm coughing about. It was like, geez, it was totally male dominated. So when I had this near death experience, excuse me, I think it's just dry today.
All right, hold, all right. Just,
I'm excuse me, I'm so sorry.
Wait, I'm going to stop you.
I've been talking so much.
Okay, wait. I'm going to stop you because I need him to cut out all of this. So I'm just going to count us in again.
Because okay, sorry, I have no idea why I'm coughing.
It's okay. Just take water and do what you have to do, and then I'll count us back in.
Perfect. I've been talking so much for the last 3 days. Okay, I'm good.
You sure?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to count us in. 5, 4, 3, 2. Begin where you just left off.
As my experiences in the corporate world, especially in the 80s, it was very male-dominated. And so I had been an entrepreneur, and then as I became more influenced by getting into the corporate arena and business and sales and marketing, I loved it and I excelled. And so I was actually promoted to VP of marketing of a national company without a college degree. And I was the first woman in the company. And it was unheard of to do the sales that I did. And the men I got at the time were very impressed, whatever, it doesn't matter. But the fact is, I had a near-death experience in 1991, and that completely changed my life, Lori, in every way, shape, or form, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially. And because of this accident, my neck was broken. I had a broken back. My brain was actually swollen and out of place in the cavity and within my skull. And so I was told I couldn't do this or I couldn't do that. And I thought, that cannot be the truth. I cannot live like this the rest of my life. I'm not going to be a crippled. I'm not going to be in misery or pain. So from that point going forward, I began to research quantum physics. I began to research the body, the health, what did it mean? And from that experience, I actually created the Quantum Pathic Energy Method. But the interesting part, everything went away because I was not effective in what I was doing. So I lost everything, but gained everything.
Everything. That is so good. That is that's a wonderful life experience to say. You know, some people would have suffered and be miserable still. And you didn't choose that. Now, when you had the near-death experience, I have to ask you, did you have the choice? Did you, I mean, people have told me when they have near-death experiences that they get this choice about whether they want to come back or not. Did you get the choice?
I did get the choice. And I was told, and this is how some of the things I teach, that you have a contract. And I said, contract? You must be crazy. I never signed a contract. What was I thinking? I must have been thinking or gotten the wrong line. And so even out of this, quote, tragedy, it has actually made my life more humorous. It's kind of an oxymoron.
Yeah.
But because I could see some of my trauma dramas from the past, and I could see the things that I excelled at or the exceptions. I mean, I used to have my own plane. I flew a plane and I produced air shows and I did all kinds of things. And then I began to see, wow, if I could do those things without experience, well, I'm going to choose new experiences for myself, and I'm going to find another way to, I won't say to heal myself, though I did, but to see from that NEO, non-emotional observer standpoint, if I could have done all that stuff unconsciously, geez, what could I do if I was conscious?
Absolutely. What concept? Absolutely. I'm in total alignment with you, and I know my listeners know that already. I mean, my listeners absolutely know that this is right up my alley. I call that NEO, although I like the NEO. I like it. It's a new term. I call it the witness. And I always, I teach that to people as well. I say, if you could witness your life as you're going through it, as you're talking, as you're doing things, as you're communicating, if you could witness, you could change your choices in the moment. Like you just say, oh, I just said this. Oh, I don't mean that. Wait a minute. And you could take it back and from your speaking, create a whole new opportunity to happen. So I know that you and I are like in complete alignment about this. Let's talk about sex a little bit because I know you have a couple of chapters. Well, you know what? No, we're going to wait. We'll wait to the next segment. We're going to do that in the next segment. I want to come back to something else we talked about. The people that you work with who are sexually abused and they leave the body. So what I've found, and I never knew this before, but in my work, I just, you know, for 21 years, I've been teaching sacred sexuality and I see it like all the time. People who have left their bodies invited something else in to protect them if they were really little. And that something else, they often have a hard time getting rid of it. I don't want to call, you know, people have told me it's called an entity. I call it a thought form. Like they were too little to fight back or too little. They didn't even speak yet. They didn't even have words. But they call something in that to protect them, and then that thing doesn't want to go. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. Lori, I cannot tell you how I am so grateful to have connected with you. And I'm trusting that after this, we can connect more because that is the truth. Because I can see energy, because energy is physical, even though we can't see it, that is exactly what happened. I was working with someone last week that had had that experience. And in this person said to me, did it get dark in here? And I said, what do you mean? She said, something just came out of my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it did. And she said, am I safe now? I said, yes. And it all happened from the time that she was 2.
Yep.
And she is now in her 40s.
Yep, I get it.
And she said, I had a hard time. I won't even use the word making love, but I had a hard time connecting sexually.
Yeah. Well, I've seen both. I want to tell you something. I've seen people who only connect sexually who have this, like the thing is running them.
Yes.
And then I see the opposite. I see people who are totally disconnected. Like I say to them, lay on the floor and bang down on the floor a certain way and squeeze your sphincter muscles and squeeze your PC muscles and make sound. And they start rocking from side to side. And I go, I didn't tell you to do that. I told you to go like straight up and down, straight in a straight line. And they start moving like a snake. And I go, no, something's moving you. You're not moving. And then they say, yes. Like this past weekend, somebody said to me, that thing has been freeloading for long enough.
And oh, my goodness. I am so in tune with you because I have seen it through the years over and over and over again.
But then they have to get rid of it because they can't have their life unless they detach that thing, that call it a thought form, detach that thought form from... And patterned ways of responding and patterned behaviors that go along with that protection, that's what has to be gotten rid of so that they can actually have a full, free, and fueled life. Now, not everybody has this, but the ones who do, the ones who had very early on sexual abuse or some kind of abuse, it could have even been that their parents were fighting and it scared them.
Yes, that's the truth. It could be when their parents are fighting or the environment they're in. We have not, you know, in the usual model, and this is not a criticism or anything, that's why I'm so grateful what you're doing, is that people have not had an avenue to express themselves when this is happening.
Right. Right.
And I'm so grateful that you are able to assist, you know, your clients or patients to see that. But the interesting part for me is I actually see it.
Well, this is great news. I'm just telling you, but we'll talk about that later.
This is crazy. I know this sounds ridiculous, but since we're talking about that, I've actually had a few knockdown, drag out fights in a way with some of these, you call them thought forms, or some people call them entities that are in a dimension within that person's body.
Right.
And they become very angry.
Right.
And sometimes the client will make these really deep, and it looks like a horror movie, guttural sounds.
Yes.
And when it's gone, their voice sounds completely different.
Totally. I wish you had been with me this weekend. I mean, there was two of those. Yes, and yes, and yes, and I fought with those things too. And I have a partner that I work with sometimes, and she's fought with them too. And yes, yes, yes. Okay, so we're going to take a break here. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. If anything that Sherry and Shara and me just said, if anything we just said, you got connected with it there, like all of a sudden you realize you got what we just were talking about, you should definitely get in touch with us. And you know how to get in touch with me, Laurie, at butterflyworkshops.com. And Sherry's going to tell later on in the show how to get in touch with her. We didn't know we were going to talk about this. We're going to talk about sex. And we're also going to talk a little bit about what I call modern day exorcisms. So just, you know, if everyone else, if you don't understand, like, that's okay. But sometimes people listening hear something that they really need. And this could have just been for you. So I just want to underscore that. Please stay tuned. Sherry and I will be right back.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world, and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it, and every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use a Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse, and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention, and you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. I'm speaking today with my new friend, Sherry Anshara. It sounds to me like Sherry and I, luckily we both live in Arizona, in the Phoenix area, and it sounds to me like we got some work to do together. But I knew that as soon as she introduced herself at an event I was at. So Sherry, let's talk a little now about the book and about the chapters that, you know, some of your clients have spoken into or written parts of that have to do with their sex life. Not so much what we just talked about, the entities and stuff, but other things, assuming there are some. So can you tell a little bit about the intelligence code?
Yes. Actually, we've been taught that our brain is our intelligence, but actually it's a computer. And if we're only in the left brain, which goes to the right side of the body, I call it the male manufacturing side, we do recreate. We get caught in a pattern.
Right.
But the real intelligence and intellect is in the body. And I teach people how to get that left brain and right brain connected and use it as a tool to organize information. But the body is the intelligence, because the minute the sperm hits the egg, we begin to start memorizing or have cellular memory of our experiences in language. And, you know, I have worked with individuals because the body remembers, the brain doesn't. It files it away. You know, you ever write something and then you have to keep doing the keywords. Where did I put this on my computer? It's right. In here somewhere.
Right.
But the body remembers. So through the quantum pathic energy method that I created, they are able to get to that experience. And so when they are able to get that experience, it could be like growing up religiously or whatever, that you're not supposed to have sex or you're not supposed to enjoy it. Uh-huh. You know, it's just for procreation or, you know, whatever it is.
That's so wrong, but go ahead.
I know. I actually, if my family knew it, I'd get in trouble, because some of my seminars, I actually do stand-up comedy on them. I can't believe it. I can't help it.
I love it.
Oh, it's just so ridiculous. And so when we have this idea that sex is a sin or it's bad or wrong or whatever, it affects the relationship. And this is one of the things, and I'm going to read a couple of comments here, but one of the things when I'm working with clients, please don't turn your partner or your spouse into one of your parents, because then you can't have sex. You know, it would be terrible. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, it would be terrible, and lots of times people do that.
All the time. And then I go, the sex goes out, because you're not supposed to have sex with your parents.
Right.
And so I said, if you turn them into that profile, that's what happens. But anyway, can I read you some of this juicy stuff?
Yes.
And this you will love. This is so practical. This is called Quantum Sex by Cindy Hubiak and Bob Wendeltz. Just saying quantum sex sounds wondrous, and it is. Quantum sex provides us with pleasure beyond imagination, deep connections, and travels without a passport. As we listen to our bodies, to that, you know, that cellular experience, we expand and extend our orgasms with clothes on or off.
Right.
And as we become completely present with each other, our intimacy increases. Quantum sex allows our body to take us places our minds cannot imagine.
Amen, sister.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, very, very cool. So that's one of your clients who wrote that?
Yes. And this, I have to read this, because this is what happens. You know, I teach people about time. That time, so if we are talking about time and we go to the past, the brain doesn't know what time it is. It only knew we were abused or something didn't happen correctly or whatever. So this is what I love. Quantum sex is connection without baggage, without emotional neediness. It is created in each moment as a new experience. Quantum sex fills us with joy and radiance that spills into all aspects of our life.
Mm. So very good. So, so very good. Wonderful. Wonderful.
So
tell us about quantum sex a little bit.
Well, quantum sex, you are not bringing in all this stuff, and you are, your body and your, you can call it your spirit, your heart is totally connected to each other. There is no time then. Mm-hmm. You know, some have told me that they have had sex for 5 and 6 hours.
Right.
Where they were so connected, and you could call it the Kundalini experience, but they were so connected that there wasn't anything outside of them or even in their computer brain that was saying, you can't go there, you can't do this. They are so connected to each other.
Right.
This is what she wrote.
I call that transformation. Well, I call it, there's two kinds of sex that I call that. One, you could call it restoration sex, which you go on this journey with yourself or a partner, and you feel so good that it's rejuvenated every single cell and atom in your body. And you're totally refreshed, nourished, refurbished. And you feel like you've been on a 2-week vacation, but you've only been making love for an hour, 4 hours, like that. And then the other part of that that I look at, just like you what you're talking about, and you know, I've experienced this, and I teach people too to have this, is that you're floating in the universe with a partner, and neither of you is separate anymore. You're just this blob floating in the universe, and that's transformational sex. Like, it's the kind of thing people take drugs to experience, but your own sexual energy will take you on that journey.
Lori, you are just a goddess angel. We do have to talk, because that is what happens. You are in the universe. You can be in the multiverse, wherever, but that's what happens. All your body, your cells are intelligent. That's right. The intelligence code. And when you connect to that code, because we're sexual beings, but all the guilt, shame, blame, the religious programming or whatever it is, has no effect. No effect whatsoever.
Yep. So good. Yeah, because, and that too, also how you look, your age, your body size, your shape. Whether you're hairy, not hairy, whether you have a little chubby, or you don't have a, who cares? When you get in that state, all of that doesn't matter. Not a thing matters, as long as every nerve fires and there's synapses and there's chemicals going to the brain like oxytocin. None of that stuff matters. It doesn't matter at all.
And I'd like to read one of the things that they wrote. Now, remember, I love it. You know, as they became, this is what it said, you know, how they were looking at the concept of how a man's penis can assess a woman's vagina. So one thing that came to her and to him, that they were de-armoring the vagina.
Yes. I mean, sometimes that happens through penile penetration. Sometimes that happens through digital penetration. Sometimes that happens through using a tool like a glass or a Lucite wand. There's actually people who do sexual healing, and that's what they do. They de-armor women's orifice. And there's also the de-armoring of men's orifice as well. Because they have a lot of, I mean, I hold that we have these rates of prostate cancer, high rates of prostate cancer, because men have disowned that part of their body based on shame.
Absolutely, that's the truth, because I work with men. But this is really interesting as they begin to, quote, heal or connect to that cellular experience, guess what happens? The hormones get better.
Right.
I'm not kidding you. And even their doctors have said, well, how did this happen?
Right.
It happened by connecting to the cellular memory of their own clear body.
Yes. So good. So this is, we have to find out how you actually work with people now, you know, because you know what I said in the beginning of the show, this is a lot to lay claim to.
Oh, it is. And I've been doing it for over 20 some years like you, but in a way, quietly. Actually, a lot of my clients say to me, you're the best kept secret in this world.
I'm glad that you're no secret to me and now us anymore. I don't want anything that you're talking about or doing or your book to be a secret, because, well, I make fun of The Secret, you know, the book and the movie The Secret. I make fun of it because I always say that sexual energy is the real secret. Like, they left that part of the secret out, that the law of attraction happens when you put your sexual energy into movement towards fueling your intentions. And that's
I can't believe you're saying this, because when I've said that, people said, you are judging that. And I'm going, no, I'm not judging it, but they missed a lot of the component. And the sexual energy is the creative energy. Right. It's your power.
Exactly. Exactly. So you and I are like, we're more than kindred spirits. We are twins.
We are. I am so joyous right now. I can barely sit in my chair here at my desk.
It's very joyous when two people come together and they, you know, connect and have every kind of shared statement, vision, experience, teachings like that. It's just beautiful. We're going to take another break here. When we come back, I'm going to ask you some very specific things about how this works for couples, how you actually do the work. You know, is it kind of through hypnosis or, you know, like a little bit about your technique and then, you know, like how you get them to drop this cellular memory of the horror or the trauma and how you actually get them to get to the cellular memory of the power of who they really are. So when we come back, that's what we'll talk about. So if you just tuned in, this is Sex and Happiness. I'm really happy today. I'm very happy to be talking to my guests, Sherry and Shara. We're kindred spirits, and hopefully you're getting a boost from this, even just listening to us. Because now lots of things that I've told you before on the show, here's another person with a totally other practice. She's not a tantra teacher. She's a quantum pathic energy healer, and she's saying the same things I've been saying to you for 10 years or more. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Sexual healing,
baby. As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with a Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Lori Handler's told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. in really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. When?
October 14th to the 21st, 2017.
Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
We're back with Sex and Happiness. Again, I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Sherry Ann Shara, who's written the book, The Intelligence Code, which has a couple chapters in it about sex, and she gave us a couple of readings. And she had four near-death experiences, which changed her life and made her who she is today. It awakened her to her calling, which is applying the science of quantum physics to life in a way that assists people to connect to their own truth. It doesn't get any better than that. You know, I'm sorry you had to go through the near-death experiences to get there. I don't know how I got there because I didn't have that, but I don't know. I have no idea, but I came to some of the same things and through the process learned the things. I never could before see those things like the entities or energy, but now, because I've been at it for so long, I can just see it. It's amazing. So how do you work with it? People who listen to my show, they kind of know how I work with it. They know I do energetic clearing techniques. They know that I teach breathing and squeezing techniques. They know that I do tantric ritual, and I push people into the unknown to pray for the unknown and ask for keeping life fresh and exciting and new. Just basically how you created your life. So how is it that you work with people? Like a person comes to you or a couple comes to you, then what?
Well, first what I do is I do ask them questions. And I go, quest is the quest at your ion or cellular level. So people are running all over to Machu Picchu, not that I don't love that stuff, but they're looking outside of themselves for the answer. So what I do is assist them by getting to that origination point of a belief system that has limited them. So it could be about sex. It could be about religion. It could be about anything in their belief systems. So what we do first is identify what are some of their issues. And in many times, it will be about, well, we had sex, but we didn't have intimacy. Because one of them in their head, in that computer brain, have not related making love as, they're just looking at it as doing their duty of having sex.
Right, right.
Does that make sense, Lori?
Yeah, to me it makes perfect sense, and I'm sure it makes sense to people listening. I'm sure it does. How
and
could
so,
it not?
I mean, I will
they know
say
if they're going.
Client.
They know if they're just going through a rote motion, like it's a wifely duty or a husbandly duty, and they can't wait for it to be over. They know if they're doing that. Yeah.
And so I said, if that's what you're doing, you're not, I actually laughingly stated them, was it good for you? How would you know if it was good for you if you are out of body somewhere else? Now, I'm not caring about fantasy or whatever, if you include each other into that. But if one of them is somewhere else, even though their body is there engaged in the physicality, their consciousness is not there. And they're actually missing the opportunity to have a full body, like you said, out in the universe or whatever. When you are that connected, that's the magic.
Mm-hmm.
And so many lose that. You know, they think, well, after you've been married a certain amount of time, you lose the magic. No, you don't. You know, this couple that, you know, wrote these two chapters, I'm not going to tell you how old they are, but they're not in their 20s. They're not in their 30s, and it doesn't matter. But the fact is, because of our belief systems about sex or about what we're supposed to do or how we're supposed to act, because who would like to be a tramp?
Right. We don't want to be slut-shamed. I know. We don't want to be ashamed, so we can't act like we like it.
No.
We can't act like we want it. And we can't tell our partner, do this to me. Oh, I'm craving you to do this to me. We can't do all that, because if we did all that, or the man can't be too overly excited. Now men are being shamed for being sexual. So everybody's got this shame going on. And if you can't do that, and you can't do that, and you can't do this, and you can't say that, you can't anything. If you can't speak your truth, you can't. You have no permission for great sex.
Exactly. And I teach wordology is your biology. And how many people cannot say the words that are equated with making love? Oh, maybe the words of saying getting sex, you know, I got effed. But that is not the same as making love, or having that connection and having your bodies talk to each other so that you can talk to each other about your bodies.
Mm-hmm.
This feels so good.
Yes.
You know, I love when you do that, but we're not supposed to talk about it. How are we going to communicate? Because one of the best ways to communicate is through our throat. Wordology is your biology. But in the back of your head at, you know, 6 years old or 14 years old, you can't, you have to be the good girl. You have to be the good girl.
Right, right.
Well, what does that mean?
It means you can't, you have to act as if none of this affects you. You don't want sex. You can't let the man or the boy at that time, and now the man, know that you like sex. You can, or else you will be a tramp or a slut. And the,
exactly.
And exactly what I'm saying now, I mean, it's the reverse, it's, there's that overlay, as well as since the women's movement, which I was a big part of and possibly responsible for this backlash happening. But now men are so shamed too. They can't act like they want sex because that's, women call them dogs. They say, you know, that's all he wants me for. That's all he's interested in. That's all he's, you know, he just wants to stick it in me. No, he doesn't. Men's penises are their tool, if you will, or their instrument of love. That's the way they express love. And they can't, we can't cut them off like that. We can't castrate them like that. So it's both. We're both genders are hung up.
Totally, absolutely, totally. And I'm going to share this experience of a friend of mine, if
please
that's okay.
Do, please do.
She happened to have a cyst in her ovary. A cyst is nothing, really. That can be getting rid of. I've assisted other people to do that. So she goes to the doctor. She doesn't even know what she's doing. She's so nervous. It was just a cyst, no cancer. And she signed this paper. She woke up at 52 with a hysterectomy. And you know what he said? You're over 50. What are you going to use that for?
Oh, smack. Did she sue him?
No, she wouldn't. I said, I'm going to come there with a scalpel. He was over 50.
Oh, my God.
But that is what I'm talking about, is that ingrained belief system that for women that they're not supposed to be doing anything because, well, you're at an age. Well, my God, look at some of the people that are out there, women that are role models that are in their 60s and 70s. There was one gal that's, I don't know, she's in her 80s on Facebook, that she competes in bodybuilding. She doesn't look dead to me.
Right.
She looks vital and alive. It doesn't mean you have to be a bodybuilder.
Right.
But the fact is, if we are disconnected, that is our power. The sexual energy is our power in our creativity. That's where it comes from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Betty Dodson, she's a sex educator. She's in her 80s. And I'm, my new subject that I talk about now and I'm often invited to speak on is sexuality and aging. And how we need our sexual juices flowing and running to live long, to live into longevity, to live much longer. We need that, those sexual connections, even if it's just with ourselves. We need that sexual connection. We need those oxytocins, endorphins, serotonin, dopamines running through our system. And sex is one of the best ways to get that.
And it is because we're programmed not to touch ourselves. The only reason women were able to touch their breast, which drove me crazy, is to check for cancer. What? That's the only legal reason to touch your breast is to see if you have cancer?
Right. It's terrible.
Lori, that is sick.
Sick. It's terrible. So we have to change all this, you and me. 1 to 10 orgasms at a time.
I'm with you. And people think, well, I'm only supposed to have an orgasm once. That's not the truth. When you are having that quantum sex, you have lots of orgasms.
Right. Lots and lots and lots. And you shouldn't have to stop. And nobody should have to stop. It's excellent. Well, my dear, we are at the end of our show today. And we have to tell people, first of all, how do they get in touch with you? What's the best way to get in touch with you? And also how to get your book.
Okay, the best way to get the book, you can get it on Amazon, or you can order it directly through me at my website, which is quantumpathic, two words, quantumpathic. It's the quantum path I see within me, quantumpathic.com. And the best way to get a hold of me is call me, and we can, you know, maybe talk about, you know, some of the things that might be affecting that couple or that person. And my phone number in Arizona is 480-609-0874. So it's 480-609-0874. And I work with people all over the world.
Good.
Very good. And we have got to get together. You are my new hero. I'm not kidding you.
We will get together. I want to spell your website so that people, just in case some people have spelling issues, quantumpathic, Quantum, pathic, PATHIC.com.
Yeah, all one word, or they can even go to SherryAnshara.com. We're actually redoing the Quantum Pathic, but they can go to SherryAnshara.com.
Okay, so let's spell that.
And they will love the book. I'm not kidding you. We are now number one in 6 different countries.
Beautiful. Let me spell your name, Sherry, with a Y, S-H-E-R-R-Y. Anshara, A-N-S-H-A-R-A. And you'll see that when you see me post. The show will be posted, you know, on Facebook, etc. Sherry, thank you so much for being my guest today. Thank you for the work that you do in the world and the freedom that you create in people's beliefs and in their bodies. There can't be enough of this kind of work. There's so many people who need to be set free. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you, thank you, thank you. I am in such gratitude to be a guest on your show, and I'm so grateful the impact you're making on this planet, because we've got to get conscious.
We do. We really do. Well, everybody, thank you for listening, and please tune in next time. I'll be interviewing a man who has just produced a film about sex trafficking. And how that occurs in the world and what he's doing about it. He's an amazing man. I met him when I was in India, and he's going to be joining us. So thanks again. And this is Lori Handlers tuning out from Sex and Happiness. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. All that is-